This is a homily for Thursday, April 21st, 2022, or Thursday within the octave of Easter. My sisters and brothers, continued Easter blessings. Happy Easter to you all. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia, alleluia. And as we continue our celebrations, we hear of the power of God being made at work through his disciples, particularly in our first reading today, through Peter and John. But I'm struck by Peter's response to this in two ways, because we might think he has some nerve talking the way he does when he criticizes, seemingly, all the people. He addresses them saying, "Why are you amazed at this? You were the ones who put the author of life to death." And he says, "I know that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did," and goes on to explain how this is the fulfillment of the prophets, and that it's the power of God at work that raised Jesus from the dead. But this is coming from the same man who, as we just heard last week during the Passion, denied Jesus three times, hid from him in fear, and then was locked away in the upper room. He wasn't even present for the moment of Jesus' death. So where does he get the nerve? Well, I also think that Peter, in this first reading, does well to point out that it's the power of God, not in Peter and John themselves, by which these marvelous deeds are accomplished. And I like to think that Peter didn't always have that holy boldness. In fact, we know that he didn't. But this is after Peter had come to be convinced, come to trust so fully in the risen Lord, in the power of the risen Lord, in his own forgiveness and having been loved even despite his sin, that he's then able to go forth as this mighty disciple who can work marvelous deeds in the name of God, or rather, that God can work them through Peter. But Peter wasn't always this way, and I'm not just talking about his denials in fear. Even after having experienced the risen Lord in the joy of the resurrection, it didn't take right away. And we hear this, one of those accounts, in our gospel today. After the disciples from the road to Emmaus return, recounting everything that took place along the way and how they recognized him in the breaking of the bread, they're speaking excitedly about this. They talk about the many different resurrection appearances of Jesus, not the least of which were to Peter. And yet, when Jesus comes again and stands in the midst of them, he offers them peace. And it says that they were startled and terrified. So Jesus once again needs to ask them, "Why are you troubled?" We see a similar dynamic as we'll encounter this coming Sunday, when we hear about how Jesus appeared to the disciples in the upper room, breathed peace on them, and that they rejoiced. But then, one week later, where are they? They're back in the upper room again, locked away in fear. It's after these continued encounters, continued relationship, continued learning from Jesus, from the risen Lord, that they can grow and gradually come out of that upper room, out of their fears, out of their doubts. And finally, it's with the descent of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus had promised to send forth at Pentecost, that they receive that true and holy boldness. So what does this say for us? I think it's a good lesson for us that even those who had the benefit of experiencing the risen Lord most directly in those days of that first Easter, the risen Lord in all his joy and glory, that they still needed time. They still needed time to process it, to accept it, to learn to live out of it, to be convinced and to trust so deeply in that risen Lord. The fears were still there for them. Some of the doubts, the external situations certainly were, and the reality that awaited them in a world that would be hostile toward their message. But they grew. They grew gradually in faith and trust, in hope and in love of the risen Lord. And then eventually they were able to proclaim that word with a holy boldness, and God could work marvelous deeds through them. So we can all take courage. We can all take heart. We don't have to have all the answers in one fell swoop. Jesus is patient and keeps coming back over these 50 days of Easter. And we know that as we too grow in our ever-deepening trust and love of the Lord, that God will be able to work marvelous deeds through each of us as well. My sisters and brothers, again, a happy Easter to you all. Amen. Alleluia.